From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump is being asked by U.S. dairy groups to take immediate action against Canada's trade policies. Last week's request seeks action against Canada for what they call repeated and escalating disregard for its trade obligations. Dairy Export Council President Tom Vilsack says Canada's trade policy could have a rippling effect for the entire industry and should be front and center when NAFTA is reopened. Canada's dairy industry says it's not a NAFTA issue. Footwear made from corn and cotton. Reebok is launching its Corn Plus Cotton initiative with its first shoes comprised of organic cotton uppers and a base originating from field corn. Head of Reebok Future, Bill McGinnis, says this is just the first step in using materials that grow and can be replenished rather than the petroleum-based products commonly used today. He adds the bio-based footwear can be composted after use. Reebok is partnering with DuPont Tate and Lyle Bio Products to manufacture the products. A biofuels industry leader says the jury is still out on the Trump administration's attitude towards biofuels. Doug Durante, executive director of the Clean Fuels Development Coalition, says the industry is still trying to figure out how to deal with the new administration. One thing is for sure, Durante says, the ethanol industry's argument that it reduces greenhouse gas emissions and helps clean the air doesn't resonate with the Trump team. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.